with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has named Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, to be U.S. Attorney General just hours after his other choice, Matt Gaetz, withdrew his name. Bondi is a longtime Trump ally and was one of his lawyers during his first impeachment trial. She's been a chair at the America First Policy Institute, a think tank set up by former Trump administration staffers. Gaetz stepped aside amid continued fallout over a federal sex trafficking investigation that cast doubt on his ability to be confirmed as the nation's chief federal law enforcement officer. Democratic Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania is conceding his reelection bid to Republican David McCormick. The concession came Thursday, more than 2 weeks after Election Day. A statewide recount is showing no signs of closing the gap, and Casey's campaign has suffered repeated blows in court. The ballot counting process became a spectacle of hours-long election board meetings, lawsuits, and accusations that some county officials were flouting the law. The Associated Press called the race for McCormick on November 7th, concluding that not enough ballots remained to be counted in areas Casey was winning for him to take the lead. As of Thursday, McCormick led by about 16,000 votes. The new ballistic missile fired by Russia struck a military industrial facility in the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro, but its real mission was delivering a deadly new message to NATO. Hours after Thursday's strike touched off a debate over whether the Ukrainian plant was hit by an intercontinental ballistic missile, President Vladimir Putin cleared up the message in a rare and a surprise appearance on Russian television. On Wall Street, the Dow by 461 points, this is SRN News. A warning to churches from the ATF.
The Boston Bureau of that agency is urging houses of worship in Massachusetts and Rhode Island to beef up their security after several attacks. Churches in Franklin, Kingston, and Woonsocket have been the target of arsonists recently, and the ATF fears there will be more incidents. The Bureau says congregations should install security cameras, keep in close contact with local law enforcement, and consider organizing regular patrols of their church neighborhood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates hope that President Trump will again invoke the so-called global gag rule, a policy that cuts off U.S. government funding for groups that perform abortions in foreign countries. The gag rule has been imposed by all Republican presidents since 1984. In 2017, Mr. Trump expanded it, cutting foreign NGOs off not only from family planning money, but from broader U.S. global health assistance. This is SRN News. U.S. Envoy Amon Hochstein has arrived in Israel to continue negotiations on a ceasefire with Lebanon's Hezbollah movement after reporting additional progress during a second day of talks in Beirut.
He's expected now to meet the Israeli defense minister and the prime minister as well. There do seem to be these outstanding sticking points that he's working on. One of them is to have a supervisory mechanism to satisfy the different sides for supervising the ceasefire. And there's also this demand that Israel has made that it should have freedom of action when it comes to any violations that it sees by Hezbollah for the ceasefire agreements.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reporting. Meanwhile, the world's top war crimes courts issued warrants for the arrest of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. More details at srnnews.com.